Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Talked about electric cars the other day and when they catch on fire, how hard they are to put out. But this is a different matter. This more has to do with safety and NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. A lot of people sent this to me, including Nathan, Philip, Jason, Keith, Toby, and William. The U.S. Vehicle Safety Agency is asking Tesla to recall 158,000 vehicles over touchscreen glitches. Touchscreen glitches. This is from CNBC, but it's widely reported. Laura Kolodny wrote it. And NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, asked Tesla in a letter, very lengthy letter, to recall over 158,000 of its Model S and Model X vehicles that were manufactured before 2019 because owners are complaining of glitches in the touchscreens that lead to a loss of several safety-related features. And the one thing to always remember with NHTSA is that they can order recalls for safety-related issues. And so if there's a defect with the car and it's, you know, across a platform or a large number, if it's not safety-related, they don't have to do a recall. If it's safety-related, they can be told to do a recall. If they don't cooperate when they're asked to do a recall, then it can get into a mess because we've seen that before where some automakers have fought NHTSA on recalls saying, we don't think that's safety-related or we don't think that's a problem the way you do it, the way you do think it's a problem. The affected cars made at Tesla's Fremont, California plant include the Model S sedans made between 2012 and 2018 and the Model X SUVs between 2016 and 18. Tesla can refuse to issue the recall, but would then have to present a full explanation of why to NHTSA, which could then propose further action. A recall of 158,000 vehicles would represent around 10% of Tesla's lifetime production through the end of 2020. Tesla produced its millionth electric car in March of 2020. Elon Musk tweeted at that time and in the last three quarters that the company produced more than 400,000 vehicles since then. So they have a total output now of 1.4 million electric vehicles. That's huge. News of the letter was previously reported by Reuters. The memory devices in some Tesla touchscreens have a limited write cycle, which means that they and the media control unit itself won't work well or at all after they hit a certain number of program or erase cycles. Owners of affected Tesla vehicles previously told CNBC that the display on their media control units, the MCU, would sometimes go blank in part or in whole. The touchscreen issues interfere with the driver's ability to use heat, air conditioning, defrost, and defogging systems in their cars, or to use their rearview cameras and Tesla autopilot features while parking and driving. And so right there, the defrost and defogging systems, I believe that would make it a safety issue, if nothing else. Because if the inside of your window fogs up and you can't defog it, then you got issues that involve safety. In the letter sent to Tesla's vice president of legal, Al Prescott, the Federal Vehicle Safety Authority wrote that Tesla's MCU issues could increase the risk of drivers crashing due to the possible loss of audible chimes, driver sensing, and alerts that are part of Tesla's autopilot. So then, of course, if it affects the way the car drives itself, that would be a problem. Media control unit failure rates were as high as 17% in older Tesla Model S vehicles and as high as 4% for cars made by Tesla from 2016 to 2018, according to the letter. The MCU failures are expected to increase as cars age and remain in use. That's according to NHTSA, citing Tesla's projections. NHTSA investigators wrote, given Tesla's projections of MCU repairs, even model year of 2018 subject vehicles will experience 100% failure of the MCU within 10 years. Tesla previously offered a warranty expansion to assuage customers upset over the defect. As CNBC reported then, some owners who had paid for media control unit replacements out of pocket would be able to recover their costs under the expanded warranty. So, right now, procedurally, where we're at is that NHTSA has sent the letter to Tesla and said, we think it's a safety-related problem. You should do a recall. In fact, 158,000 vehicles. Tesla has a window of time in which they can respond where they can say, yes, we'll do it, or no, we won't, and here's why we won't. They could also say, we will repair some but not others if there's some reason for doing that. And then, of course, if they come back with an answer that NHTSA doesn't like, I believe they could wind up in court wrangling over it. And then the question becomes, is it worth wrangling over? What are your odds of winning and so on? And there's a whole bunch of equations you could do on that. But suffice it to say that it's hard to say. This is something I've talked about with mechanics and other people who are interested in cars, is that right now you could buy yourself, a mid-70s Chevy Nova. Just picking a car at random. Mid-70s Chevy Nova. You could yank it out of a junkyard. You could pull it out of a farmer's field. You could find one that's been sitting someplace unmoved for 20 years. Okay? It got parked 20 years ago, ran when parked, but hasn't been touched since. Possums have set up shop inside the passenger compartment. Raccoons live in the trunk. You pull that thing out of a field, you drag it into a garage, put it up on stuff so you can work on it, and you can pull the engine out, get the engine running, pop the trans out, get the trans running, tear apart the rear end, put the rear end back together again. All simple stuff, relatively speaking. This is all doable. Spark plug wires, they sell them at the auto parts store. Plugs, auto parts store. Trans fluid, oil, all that stuff, not a problem. Gauges, sensors, not a problem. Okay? Fast forward from now, 30 years down the road. So we're talking about the year, it's 2050. Nice round number. It's the year 2050. And you come over and you visit me. He says, Steve, I noticed a vehicle in your backyard. What is that? I go, it's a Tesla. Ran when parked 20 years ago. Parked in that field 20 years ago. Ran when parked. Why'd you do that? It was starting to have some issues and I parked it. I thought I'd get back to it. Never did. Never wanted to sell it. Has sentimental value, whatever. It's the first electric car I ever owned. And you go, Steve, I want to buy it from you. I want to buy it from you. I said, not a problem. I'll sell it to you. Now, it might be that battery packs are readily available. It might be. But the question is, the computer stuff, is that going to be readily available? Because it's not that difficult for an auto parts store to stock spark plugs, plug wires, those things. Those things are relatively simple compared to computer stuff. And think about, maybe not a Tesla, because I think you'd actually run into more trouble with, say, a modern, nowadays, FCA, Stellaris, Fiat, Chrysler, former Chrysler company car, like, say, a Hellcat. Okay, or a Challenger, okay, one of those cars. And it's got an infotainment center screen here thing that controls everything, okay? And that vehicle is the one out in the field, ran when parked 20 years ago. And you pull that and you're going to work on that. Tearing the engine apart might not be that hard. Putting the engine back together again might not be hard. But then again, there's also a bunch of control modules that control things on the engine, control things on the transmission, all kinds of control modules that speak to each other. Will those control modules be that available 20 years from now, 30 years from now? And if so, how many people will be around who know how to use them, how to set them up, how to work them, how to program them? That is going to be a problem. And now, just so you know, I'm going to be honest here and tell you that this life cycle of product and knowledge occurs all the time. So the example I'll give you is, and I point the wrong way always, always do that. The Tucker automobile. The Tucker automobile had a very, very strange transmission in it that worked with solenoids and a little shifter on a little column on the right-hand side of the steering wheel. And it's such an unusual transmission that there are very few people on Earth who know how to rebuild them. So if you have a Tucker automobile, the odds of you just putting it up on a hoist and working on the trans... You're not going to be able to improve the situation anybody doing that. You're most likely going to cause damage. The number of people who can do it, there's a few out there. I know a couple of them, but only because I know this community pretty well. But the point is that it gets increasingly harder and harder and harder to find people who know how to work this stuff that's unusual. But my concern is with all of the electronics and programming and control modules and infotainment centers and stuff that works back and forth, I've heard crazy stories about how things on cars nowadays are interlinked. So if your infotainment center goes down, it takes stuff with it. And in the old days, if your radio went bad, it didn't take stuff with it. Your tack goes bad, so what? It's a mechanical tack. You know, replace the tack or fix the connection, whatever it is. You know, so that's a crazy thing to think about for me. I suspect that a lot of these cars, not just Teslas, but just modern cars, many of them will wind up in junkyards because of the electronics and the computers going so bad that it's not worthwhile fixing them. And the cars will get stripped for parts, body parts, maybe engines, transmissions, possibly. But the electronic stuff is going to be what dooms many of these cars to an early graveyard. So right now, U.S. Vehicle Safety Agency is asking Tesla to recall 158,716 older vehicles over the touchscreen glitches. And if you've got one of these cars right now and it's got that problem, if the car is still drivable, you might want to keep driving it, but you know, report it as a defect and see what they'll do for you. Because now that this is on the radar, it might be they're more likely to fix it, but they might be forced to fix it shortly if NHTSA gets their way. So Nathan, Philip, Jason, Keith, Toby, and William, thanks for sending it. CNBC reported it, and Laura Kolodny wrote it. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It's not the years, honey. It's the mileage.